Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm Kathy Colgrove. I'm a reporter with the Nassau County Record. We cover Western Nassau, and we wanted to write about you, Henry, if that's okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, where are you from?
I'm from Jacksonville.
Oh, what part of Jacksonville?
The north side. I grew up on 45th and Moncrief.
Where did you grow up?
45th and Moncrief.
Okay. Did you ever attend Callahan schools?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I attended Raines and Rebalt High School.
Okay.
And I graduated from Jacksonville Job Corps.
Okay, Raines and Rebalt.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Can you hold just a moment?
Yes.
The reason we found an interest in your story is because we thought it might have a Callahan connection. Are you related to anyone in Callahan?
No, ma'am. I'm not related to no one. Right now, I'm staying in Callahan right now.
Oh, you're staying in Callahan?
Related. Yes, ma'am. I'm staying in Callahan.
Oh, okay. You live here now? How long have you lived here?
3 years in Callahan.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Oh, yeah, we just want to make sure that, you know, it has that Callahan connection. That's why I was asking. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's see. So you lived here, when you moved here, what, in 2013?
Yes, 2013.
Okay. All right.
Like, 2012, 2013. Yeah.
Okay. And what part of Callahan do you live in?
I stay right here off of Musselwhite, right by the fairgrounds.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice area through there. It's kind of country.
Yes,
very
ma'am.
Country through there, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I got your press release, and we just want to talk to you about your competition at the Department of Defense Warrior Games. I think that's awesome.
Games.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Let's just, I guess I could, I want to ask you a few basic questions, and then we'll just get started on that.
Okay.
So basically, you were enlisted in the Navy in 2004?
2003.
2003, okay.
Yes.
Let's see, I think they've got... All right, 2003. And what type of duties did you do in the Navy?
I was an electrician mate.
Oh, okay. And so then you were playing football for the Jacksonville
Panthers? Duval
Panthers.
Yes, the Duval Panthers.
Duval Panthers, okay. And what happened there?
We had a away game down in Melbourne, Florida.
Where was it?
Melbourne.
Oh, okay.
Brevard County.
Uh-huh.
And first play of the game, I went down and made a tackle and swelled up my spinal cord at the C4 level.
Oh, my goodness. After a tackle.
Yeah, I got the tackle.
Mm-hmm.
I was ICU for a week and a half in Melbourne, and they transported me to Kappa VA Hospital, James A. Haley,
mm-hmm.
and I was there, inpatient there for 4.5 months.
James B. Haley?
James A. Haley.
Oh, I'm sorry, Haley. Okay, and that's the VA. Where's that?
That's in Kappa, Florida.
Uh-huh. Wow. So,
yes.
do you have your upper body strength?
Right now, I am walking. I walk with the walker. I'm in a cane,
mm-hmm.
but I'm limited to certain parts of my body. Like, for instance, my right side is weakened in my left. I used to be right-handed. Now I'm left-handed. I have to train myself to right with my left hand.
So you're limited on the right side?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that we were up and able to, you know, walk and move around.
Yes,
that's awesome. So
yes,
when
ma'am.
You compete, what type of actual competition are you going to be doing?
I'm going to be competing in sitting discus, air rifle, and archery.
Sitting discus,
yes,
archery.
Sitting discus, archery, and air rifle.
Air rifle. Oh, that's really neat. Now, how many men and women are going to be competing against you? Or, you know,
I don't know exactly how many is going to be competing, but every branch have, I would say, we have different categories, okay? My category is SH2, which I need help supporting the rifle.
Mm-hmm.
So I shoot off the stand. Mm-hmm. Then you have, like, SH1, and then you have open category. Everybody will be shooting at the same time, but as far as me competing against in my category, mm-hmm. I don't know how many is in my category.
So you'll just be competing in your category?
In my category, yes, ma'am.
Which is,
everyone
is
in my
again?
Category. SH2.
FH2, where
yes,
you
SH2
receive
prone.
You receive assistance
yes.
with holding the rifle?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Or stabilizing it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, how did you decide that you wanted to get involved in? I mean, you're already an athlete through football, so did that have any decision in you? How did you decide you wanted to move from, you know, since you were, how long did you play with them again?
How long did I play football?
Yeah, with the Duval Panthers, yeah.
I played with Duval Panthers for 2 years. I played for about 4 years, but it was different teams. We had emerged and stuff like that. So before it was like North Florida Rams. But that was my second year with the Duval Panthers.
So you played, you've played 4 years total in
semi-pro football, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. And then the incident happened in 2010?
2010, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Wow. Okay, so then you decide you're going to start competing. How long from your recovery did you start competing with them?
I think it was like a year out. How I got introduced to it is my Navy liaison in Tampa, Florida. She was my Navy liaison. My Navy liaison.
Your what do you call it?
Navy liaison.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just having a little bit of trouble hearing you. I'm sorry. I apologize for that.
That's no problem. That's no problem.
It's our phones, I think, maybe. I don't know where my hearing is going. Okay, so it's in Tampa, you had a Navy liaison, and they got
yes,
you involved?
Ma'am. And
okay.
She, yes, ma'am. So she competed the year before mm-hmm. I did because she was mm-hmm. also going through, fighting through some cancer. I think cancer she had or some kind of disease she had. So she competed the year before, and mm-hmm. when I was inpatient, she came back, and she told me, she was like, I'm going to get you out there. And I was like, I don't think so, because I'm not even moving. You know, I was at this time I was still with no movement.
Mm-hmm.
And so she introduced me to the sports and stuff like that. So we had camp out in California.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, it was I fell in love with it.
Wow. So you've been, you said that you've been competing. When did you first start? What year was that you started competing?
2012.
Okay. And then you competed in California?
Yeah, well, we do our training in California.
Oh, right.
We competed in Colorado. It was held in Colorado Springs.
Oh, because of the Colorado Springs?
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
All right. And how did you do on your first competition?
On my first competition, I came in, I think I came in, I did the discus and shooting. I came in like fifth in shooting.
Oh.
And discus, I think I came in like, I want to say fifth in discus.
Fifth in,
Seated discus.
Discus. Sitting discus?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Cool. Now, how does the sitting discus work?
We're not able to stand and throw the discus, so mm-hmm. they give us these chairs and we sit in it and we just throw from a chair.
From kind of like a chest out kind of throw.
Okay. Yes, it's you scrap your legs and your bottom can't lift off this chair,
wow.
So you get scrapped down in the seat and you have to throw.
That's harder than a regular discus throw.
Yes, ma'am, because you're using all upper body and arms and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Upper body strength. Okay. So how many competitions have you been in since 2012?
This year would be my fourth. Last year I didn't compete because I also do National Wheelchair Veteran Games. So last year, the Veteran Games was held at the same time as the Warrior Games. So I didn't compete in the Warrior Games last year.
Didn't compete in 2015.
Yes, ma'am. 2015, I didn't compete in the Warrior Games.
Warrior Games are held, were held the same weekend as the Veteran Games?
Yes, ma'am.
Let me write that down. I'm writing that down. Where were they held in 2015?
The Warrior Games or the Veteran? The Warrior Games?
Where was the Veteran Game held and where was the Warrior Game?
The Veteran Games was held in Texas.
Okay.
And the Warrior Games was, I think, Quantico in Virginia somewhere. The Marines held it. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So you weren't able to do both, so you just went with the Veterans Game.
Yes, ma'am.
Cool. How did you do in the Veterans Game?
The Veterans Game, I participated in six events, and I came home with five gold medals.
Five gold, wow. And what were they in?
That was in bocce ball, archery, shooting, sitting discus. I threw the club.
Sitting discus. And what was the last one?
Club. It's like a javelin.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm a quadriplegic, they give us like a club. It's like a bowling pin to throw.
Okay. Club throw. Similar to what a javelin would be.
Yes, ma'am.
To a javelin event. Modified?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Modified for the...
Okay, modified.
So we're shooting, archery, discus, club, bocce ball. It might have been five goals because I competed in wheelchair rugby, but we came in fourth place.
Rugby?
Wheelchair rugby, yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. Okay. So how old are you now?
I'm 32 years old.
Oh, young guy.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And so let's see. So you're affected quadriplegic?
Yeah, I'm a quadriplegic incomplete. Yes, ma'am. Quadriplegic incomplete. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Quadriplegic incomplete. Okay. And so how often are you competing? Are these annual events or are they more than annual events?
Annual events. Yes, ma'am. So like right this year, right next month, well, and on the 7th we'll be heading up to upstate New York for the Warrior Games.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be held the 15th through the 21st. Mm-hmm. And then immediately I have to go to Salt Lake, Utah. That's where the Wheelchair Games is going to be this year. And
where are you
I'll be competing
go?
There.
The Warrior
Salt Lake
Games?
City, Utah. The Warrior Games are in upstate New York.
Uh-huh, right.
And that's going to be held
at the 15th at the
Army Academy.
Right.
At okay. West Point. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be the 15th through the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
And right after that, me and my family have to go to Salt Lake City, Utah for the National Wheelchair Games. And that's going to be competing. We're going to be competing in that. And that's going to take place in the 26th of
National
June.
National Wheelchair Games?
Yes,
oh,
ma'am.
Wow. When's that going to be?
That's going to be in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Uh-huh. Do you know what dates are on those?
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be the 26th of June. Through the July the 3rd.
Wow, that sounds exciting.
Yes, ma'am.
So when you can, what do you have to do to stay fit? I mean, you have to do a lot of work. What is your fitness regimen?
My fitness regimen is my kids. I have four little boys in the house.
Oh, okay.
I have
so
four little boys, but they keep me going. And I also locally I play wheelchair rugby for Brooks Bandit, wheelchair rugby.
I see. My fitness regimen is my four kids. Uh-huh. You said they keep
and
me?
keep me busy. And I also play wheelchair rugby locally for mm-hmm. Brooks Bandits.
Brooks Bandits?
Yes, ma'am.
Where are they located?
We're located off Deerwood.
Okay.
Deerwood.
In Jacksonville.
At the YMCA, yes, in Jacksonville.
Uh-huh. The Deerwood YMCA?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that's neat. So, let's see. So what's your little boy's name? Do you want to give them for the story?
Yes, I have, I have five boys. I have my oldest son that just graduated the baby, going to the ninth grade. His
uh-huh.
name is Christopher Brown.
Christopher Brown. How old is he?
And he's 14.
Okay.
Then I have Henry Sawyer Jr.
Henry Sawyer Jr.
And he's 11.
Aww.
And he's going to the middle school, Callahan Middle School this year. Just
uh-huh.
graduated.
Cool.
Then I have Mikhail Sawyer.
How you spell that?
M-I-K-H-A-I-L.
K-H-A-I-L?
Yes, ma'am.
M-I-K-H-A-I-L?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and how old is Mikhail?
Mikhail is, he'll turn, I'm going to give you his name now. He'll turn nine on the 13th of this month.
Okay, so depending on when we, let's see, we would probably publish, we're going to publish this next week, so he's still eight, even though he's almost
okay.
nine.
Okay, so yeah.
He turns
so
nine
still,
when?
So I'll June the 13th.
Okay. All right.
And I have DeMarcus, D-M-A-R-C-U-S.
C-U-S. Now, is it one word or two?
It's one word.
Okay.
And Sawyer, and he's five, and he'll turn six on the 9th of June.
He's five, and he turns six June 9th?
Yes, ma'am.
Aww.
And then I have Ethan.
Ethan?
Yes, ma'am. Ethan
okay.
Sawyer. And he would turn three on June the 17th.
June 17th, he turns three. Aw.
I mean, sorry about that. I gave you the wrong. My birthday is 17. He'd be turning June 8, 3 on June 18th.
June 18th?
Yes, 18th.
It was your birthday present.
Yeah, you hold him out.
Okay, and your spouse?
My wife is Lusanda Sawyer.
How you spell that?
L-U-S-A-N-D-A.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Now, okay, so we've got that. And what else do you do? You play wheelchair rugby with the Brooks team in Jacksonville.
Yes,
how often
ma'am.
Do y'all play?
We play annually. We have practice every Tuesday and Saturday. But I do a recreation because I have so much other sports. We
mm-hmm.
have guys that travel with the team, the traveling team.
Mm-hmm.
But I play when we have the tournaments here locally. We
mm-hmm.
have our tournaments here at the ice skating rink at the sports complex.
Mm-hmm.
And that's every year, annually.
Okay. And then you have annual tournaments.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So for the event in New York, you're preparing for that. How long have you been prepared? Do you just keep going year-round with your preparation so that you're always ready? I mean, how do you know that you're going to compete? What makes you decide where you want to compete?
Well, we have tryouts. The Navy team have tryouts. They fly us out to Hawaii, and we try out and make the team.
Okay.
Now they just did a rule where you can't compete. You only compete 2 years consecutively, and then the next you can't compete because other guys got to get in the rotation.
So you compete for 2 years and take how long off and then go back?
I guess you can take 1 year off and then compete again. But they try to get new people in the system because the system is to get a lot of people that are new to the system and stuff like that and get them active, back active and out of the house and stuff like that.
I see. Keep athletes active and motivated. And
yes, ma'am. It's like a stepping stone from here because we have guys that that went from this platform and now they're at the Paralympic style, at the Paralympic level.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like a stepping stone for girl higher up.
So this is like a stepping stone to the Paralympics?
Yeah, for people that want to take it to the next level, you know, you got some guys that just like it for the sport, you know. So, and it helps a lot of lives, help a lot of people out. Navy Safe Harbor, they stepped up and they helped a lot of guys. A lot of guys was on the verge of suicide and just, you know, couldn't cope with life because of the injuries and illness. And when Navy Safe Harbor, you know, invite these guys out and do these things, it opens them up and they see now they open up to new life, you know, and they they're able to be around people that have similar injuries than them, with them, other guys that they never would have talked to in their lifetime, you know, and now they're best friends, you know. So
is this what it does for you? Yeah, it gives you a chance.
Yes,
so, tell me a little bit about your experience and how it, you know, if you wish, how it enriches your life.
It tremendously, because, like I say, the guys, the friends that I have, I would have never met them through Navy Safe Harbor, through this program, you know, with the Warrior Games. And just being with the Warrior Games and reacting, you know, since just going out there competing against all the other branches of the military, the Army and the Marines, and the SOCOM and Air Force, you know, I would never met these guys and girls and stuff like that. So being able to compete against them, and they allow me to open up new ventures, you know what I'm saying? So it's able to talk to somebody, you know, it's a network, you know, because they know somebody that knows something, you know, for a line, like it might not be sports related, health wire related, you know, medical equipment, stuff like that, that they might have the answer because of the wheelchair, I mean, the Warrior Game, you know, I'm able to access that, you know, to the VA, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it helps me out tremendously, you know, it opened my kids' eyes. Give them a just not around here with everybody that, you know, their friends in school and stuff like that. You know, it's a lot out of it, you know, people with missing arms, you know, missing legs and stuff like that. And so they'll be accustomed to competing things. So whenever they out in town and stuff like that and they come across somebody, you know what I'm saying, with a missing limb or something like that, might be internal, you know. They know how to react and not scare people down and, you know, and stuff like that. You know, they're used to it, you know, so.
It
helps my family out there, but a lot.
So with a missing limb, or you said when they come across someone with a missing limb or?
Missing limb or internal, you know, blind or, you know, any illness, you know, they don't, it's not a shocker, you know, they're not staring and, you know, and, you know, ooh, what's that? Picking on somebody, you know, they already be around it every year. So they know these things and how to help people out, you know, because they might see somebody that's blind and might help, you know, and they know how to approach the person, you know, to give them help.
You said they know these things and know how to help people?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let's see. So have you ever competed at West Point before?
No, ma'am. This would be my first time going to New York, really.
Mm-hmm.
So it's my first time
being
there.
And so the competitions are for basically a week. How many days of competition total? Like you're there for a week, but...
We're going to be there for 2 weeks because we're going to get there on the 9th, and we're going to be training before... the competition starts.
Okay.
So all the athletes have to be there. Yeah, the athletes have to be there on the 9th.
Mm-hmm.
And the families, all that they file the families out on the 15th.
To train and get
yes,
ready.
Train.
Okay, train and prepare. Okay. So when you're there actually at a competition with this caliber of athletes, because you're right there with them too. What's that like?
Fun. It's like a reunion. You know, some guys you know from previous Warrior Games and previous events around, you know, not just the Warrior Games. You know, you have, when you go to the VA, you might see somebody at the VA VA hospital or other events that take place worldwide. You know, you might run into that person again, but it's like a reunion. Like a reunion, having fun and, you know, catching up on the things that, you know, the goals, the accomplishments that they accomplished and stuff like that. So it's very nice.
I wrote that down. You said it's like a reunion because you're catching up on your accomplishments and things like that. Oh, that's all. That's awesome.
Now, I don't know if you know, we also just, I just came back from Orlando for the Invictus.
For the what?
Invictus. That
oh,
was down
yes.
in Orlando with
yes.
Prince Harry.
Oh, you did? Uh-huh. You competed at the yes. Invictus?
Yes, ma'am. I competed.
How'd you do there?
I did wheelchair rugby, and wheelchair the U.S., we took gold medals.
Took a gold?
Yes, ma'am. I got gold.
That's awesome. Rugby. That seems to be your sport there.
Yes, I love it. I love it. It's like football in the wheelchair.
I'm going to write that down. Now, you mentioned an organization that kind of reaches out. What is the name of that organization?
An organization is Navy Safe Harbor.
Navy Safe Harbor?
Yes, ma'am.
And what do they do?
It's some kind of way in a database system where people enter the system of maybe retired out or veterans post 9/11. So I don't know how they go about the database, but they reach out to veterans and they talk to them and see what's their status. They check up on them and invite them out to camps and stuff like that. They also do a lot of other stuff for them.
Are you still enlisted?
No, ma'am. I am medical retired out.
When did you leave that?
I got medical retired out in 2011.
Okay. So the Navy Safe Harbor is the program that kind of got you involved?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what was the name of the lady? Was it an officer who helped you get started?
Yes. Her name was Lieutenant Masioka. I don't know how to
tell her name. Oh, that's okay. I'll just say a female officer. Was she a female officer?
Yes, she was a female officer.
Okay, let me write that down. So that basically, she got you involved in, getting athletic again.
Yes, ma'am. She might be in here. I got a brochure. For my last previous 40 games. So, I know she was on a team one time with me.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
No worries. That's all right. We can just say a female officer. That's no problem at all.
Okay.
She's also a competitor?
Yes, she was. She was a competitor.
Also competed. Okay. So how long can you compete in this class? Do you plan to move up to the Paralympics, or what's your plan?
Yes, ma'am. I was doing some training with the Paralympic coach of air rifle shooting, Bob Ford.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also got invited to a national tournament for bocce ball for the Paralympic committee, but I wasn't able. It's going to be held this in July coming up, but I'm not going to. It's time that my wife is going to be on a cruise at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So I got some options that I can go Paralympic style for rugby, not rugby, but shooting and bocce ball. So right now I'm just trying to juggle that because I have, I'm also trying to go back to school,
mm-hmm.
and I have kids, so, you know, it's a big step when you try to do Paralympic style, you know, that takes a lot of dedication and time and stuff like that, so it's just up in the air, you know, for grabs. The sky's the limit. I just have to prepare myself and have the time to do it.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of work.
Yes, ma'am. It's a lot of work, but it can be done, though.
You said the sky's the limit, but I have to have the time to prepare.
Yes, have the time to prepare and get my goals and get my goals and everything straightened out, family, and mm-hmm. making sure that whenever I do make that step, you know, I can be focused on task in hand.
Let me write that down. I could be focused on the task at hand. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
That's awesome. I like the fact that you're so diversified in your sports. You know, you've got rugby, you've got the shooting, you've got bocce ball. That's pretty cool. Do you like that, having that diversity?
I love it. I love it. You know, just open up doors, you know, and you never know what you know you're good at until you try it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, last year, 2 years ago, that was my first time playing bocce ball. My first time playing bocce ball, I tried it out, and I got bronze medal, you know, and I was like, okay, I did it. Last year,
that
I took gold.
So, that's a fun game. Let's see. Is there anything else you'd like to say about what you're doing in life and competition and going up to New York? Anything you want to say? Anything you want to add that I didn't ask?
No, I just, you know, just blessed. I'm blessed to be able to be a role model in front of some, you know, especially my kids, to allow them to see their father not giving up because they were there when I was no movement at all. So now they're active and compete. So just to, and them give me that support, you know, being by my side.
Let me write that down. So you said, I'm blessed to be a role model to my kids because they were there when I had no movement.
When I had no movement.
Mm-hmm.
Until now that I'm active into sports and allowing them to see determination and you know, will, fighting power to continue on, you know, matter what life deals to you. You know, you can you can keep going, you know, and just thanking my wife and kids for the support, the love, and for everybody who out there to hear the story, you know, no matter what your situation or whatever they're going through, you know, they can get out and accomplish the same goals. You know, they just got to put that step forward, their best foot forward.
And you said basically anyone else that might have what is termed now as a disability, basically
mm-hmm.
that they can accomplish the same things.
Same things, or even better, even more. The sky's the limit.
Okay, and let's see. Can you give me the back part of that again when you were talking about, like, what other people might be able to accomplish if they'll just set their mind to it, basically?
Basically, if they... for the people out there that's, you know, mental illness or amputee, whatever their limits are, you know, there is always a sport or anything. There's people out there to help them out. So don't let that, whatever they're going through, don't let that bring them down. You know, just put their best step, their best foot forward. You know, try hard.
Let me write that down. You said there's always a sport that can help them out.
Yeah, there's always programs and sports and activities that's out there
okay,
for
sports on the mount. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So don't give up. Keep striving.
Don't give up. Keep striving. Uh-huh.
That's pretty much it. Striving. You know, like I said, the sky is the limit.
What's that?
The sky is the limit.
Okay. I like that. That's nice. Okay. Do you have any pictures of you that you can send us? They just sent us your headshot. Oh, they sent us some more pictures?
Okay.
Apparently they did send us some more pictures, so that's good.
Okay.
All right. And we'll see. 32 years old, you're married. I got your wife and kids in there and their support. And basically what you'll be doing when you go to New York. And then what you've kind of done in the past. And everything. Let's see. You were based in. How long were you at Mayport?
I was stationed in Mayport from 2003.
Mm-hmm.
And I broke my arm and I went to Manias Jacks for a year, and I had to come back to Mayport, and I got finished with Mayport in 2009.
So you've basically been in...
From 2003 to 2009.
Okay.
And I got hurt at NES Jacks when I was on short duty.
Okay. And that was in 2010.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Wow. I'm glad that you're, like I said, I'm glad that you're able to compete. I think that's amazing. And I think that the story will really inspire people to get out there and, you know, even some of our veterans who might not think that they can.
Yes.
They'll get out there and maybe give somebody a call, you know?
Yeah. Maybe see a call.
Yeah. And I'm going to write them down. I'm going to look them up, too, and maybe put a, like a contact info with that or something. We'll see. Navy Safe Harbor. Okay. Well, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. I really appreciate it, Henry. It's really nice to talk to you. And we'll have a story. I plan to write this for next week's paper, and we're out every Thursday. And do you know where we're located?
No, ma'am.
Do you know where Brandy's Avenue is off US 1?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
There's an Ace Hardware store. We're like one door down from that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I never do that. I always go there. Pass by there every day, take my kids to school. So.
Uh-huh. Yes. So that would be awesome. And that's where we are. And like I said, the paper will be out. You can get it. You can come by here and pick up copies, or you can go. Winn-Dixie will have them. Flash Foods will have them. You know, different stores like that.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. You have a nice weekend.
You too. Thank you, and good luck on your competition.
Yes,
I hope you smoke them out.
So I will. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
All right. Bye.